Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 53rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And all his sons and all his daughters. Let me just stop right here. We think of Dinah being his only daughter. Obviously, even the Bible does not mention it. This is the third time it talked about in scriptures we read through here about Jacob's other daughters. So we only know of Dinah as a daughter, but two other times it talks about his daughters. So he had other children, obviously, not just boys, but he had at least two girls, at least. The Bible says daughters. That's two, but anyway, that's another subject for another time. His family, his children, came up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. Refused. And he said this, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son's mourning." Thus his father wept for him. I believe Jacob never got over this thing for years and years till we found out later about the end of the story. He mourned and couldn't get over this thing. Remember the story about David and Bathsheba and that little baby? And I won't give you the backstory. You know the backstory. But when Bathsheba had that baby, the baby was sick. And while the baby was very, very sick, David mourned. And he wouldn't eat. He would pray for God to heal that baby. Again, let me go sideline. Oftentimes we pray for healing, but it's not God's will. I'll never forget. When I was in Kenya, and I knew Mom was suffering from cancer, nights, and I couldn't see her, and she's having these treatments and all. Nights after nights, I would beg God, "God, save my mama. I don't want her to die. Deliver her from this cancer." I'm talking about fervently praying. Night after night after night. I'm on the other side of the world. I want to see my mom. And I would pray and pray and pray. And I believed God would answer my prayers. I really did. And that Saturday night, I'll never forget, Daddy called and he said, "Son, if you want to see your mama, you need to come home now." We went to Nairobi Sunday morning. Didn't get on a plane till Sunday evening because you just don't walk in the airport a lot of times. Hey, we want to catch a plane. We had to make arrangements, and we finally got on British Airways. Thank the Lord they were leaving that evening. Got tickets, came, and we got in on Monday evening. I'll never forget, "Peepaw, were you there? Pick us up at the airport." And "Meemaw, were you there?" "Yeah." And I asked him, I said, and Daddy wasn't there. One of the first things I asked him, I said, "Is Mama gone?" They said, "Yes, she's gone. She passed this morning while we were in flight. She passed this morning." I said, "I'll say this. We fervently prayed," and I prayed. I mean, my heart shed tears. "Deliver my mama." Well, I could put the shoe on the other foot. He did deliver her. No more. She's not suffering. She's in heaven today. Let me add a little bit more to this. I'm going to finish this real quick. Came home, and it was on Monday evening. I knew the funeral home directors very well, and I talked with Daddy some. I said, "I want to see Mama." And Daddy said, you don't need to see." I said, "Yeah, I need to see Mom." He said, "Okay." So I talked with the funeral directors, and they let me go in where they had Mom. And she was in there with some other people. I don't know if y'all are involved. You may not want to hear this. And he said, "She's right over there." He had to tell me because I didn't recognize my own mom. Cancer had wrecked her body so much. It had been 2 years since I've seen her. I didn't even recognize that as Mom. Well, we did her funeral Wednesday, I think it was. Wednesday or Thursday, did her funeral. Well, this morning I'm trying to make it, as much as I prayed and prayed and prayed, I can see David praying for his boy. "God, deliver him. Please deliver this son." Well, the baby died. The servants were scared to tell David because they knew, hey, if he's mourning over this, what are we going to tell him? What's he going to do when we tell him the son's dead? He may do something crazy. Well, David saw him talking in the corner. "What's going on? Is the son dead?" "Yes, he died." What did David do? David said, "Get me some food. Get me some water together. I'm going to eat and get a bath." And they couldn't understand that. David said, "Listen, he can't come to me, but I'm going to him one day. Well, one day I'll see Mama. One day I'll see Daddy." There's no doubt in my mind. And Jacob was mourning. He couldn't get over this thing about Joseph. And then verse number 36, end of the chapter. And Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and a captain of the guard. This is interesting. I learned something this week, okay, because I've really been doing a lot of studying, kind of like Doug does. Every once in a while, a blind acorn will find an acorn every now and then, okay? So I found a nugget of gold this week. The word officer here in the Hebrew literally means a eunuch. When you get Doug's probably going to look it up right now. He's got his little thing going. Okay. The word officer here means eunuch, which makes you kind of understand later about Potiphar's wife and Joseph. If that's translated right, as they talk about in Hebrew, if he's a eunuch, you know what a eunuch is? There's a problem there, okay? Joseph's wife, or Potiphar's wife, well, there's this young boy in our house, and that's for next week. But it's interesting, that word officer in Hebrew literally is a eunuch. He was the captain of the guards. And I can just picture when Joseph is being brought into Egypt. Boy, the new sights he saw. Do you know at this time the pyramids were already built? And that great Sphinx, the historians tell us that the Sphinx was already built, formed, whatever you say, when the time Jacob came, or Joseph came into Egypt. Can you imagine the sights he saw? Wow, wow. And he goes from a pit to Potiphar's house. Well, let me finish with this. We can thank God for God's great plan. God's sovereign. Even though Joseph didn't understand what was going on in his life, God had a plan for Joseph, and not just for Joseph, for us. What do you mean, preacher? Well, if Joseph's brothers never sold him to the Midianites, then Joseph never goes to Egypt. If Joseph never goes to Egypt, he's never sold to Potiphar. If Joseph is never sold to Potiphar, Potiphar's wife never falsely accuses him of rape. If Potiphar's wife never falsely accuses him of rape, then Joseph's not thrown into prison. If Joseph's never thrown into prison, he never meets the baker and the butler of Pharaoh. If he never meets the baker and the butler of Pharaoh, well, he never interprets their dreams. If he never interprets the dreams of the butler and the baker, he never gets to interpret Pharaoh's dream. Are you following the pattern here? God had a plan. If he never gets to interpret Pharaoh's dream, he's never made prime minister. If he's never made prime minister, he never administrates wisely the severe famine that's coming upon the whole region. If he never wisely administrates for the severe famine coming upon the region, then his family back in Canaan perishes for hunger. Remember, they come to get food. If his family back in Canaan perishes from the famine, the Messiah can't come forth from a dead family. If the Messiah can't come forth, then Jesus never came. And if Jesus never come, we are dead in our sins and without hope in this world. God had a plan. And you may think that's crazy, but God is sovereign. And things that we can't understand, how God is working in men and men's lives and don't understand, God's God. That was the last thing I put on my note. And you've heard me say this over and over and over. God's got this. No matter what comes our way, whether you're in a palace or you're in a prison or whatever, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to His purpose. So we see, if we look at Joseph's life, it's more than just Joseph's life. It's much more than that. It's God's perfect plan for us, through Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You for Scripture. Lord, we believe it's the infallible, inerrant Word of God. There's no mistakes. Our Father, we just thank You for Jesus, for what He did for us on Calvary, for His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Lord, and again, we pray for salvation of those that know You not as Savior, that this will be the hour they call upon Your name. Bless our worship. May You be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.